I'm Ed. Greetings and salutations, and good morning from the city of wind. And not quite as big of a travel problem as it was yesterday. As Jen said an hour ago, she said, my, what a difference a day makes. And that is absolutely true. So if we receive confidential information that's thrown over the transom ray, then it's not illegal for us to talk about it.
Now, again, explain to everybody what a transom is, because I'm sure there's people out there that are thinking about a boat.
Now, a transom used to be the window that was used for ventilation above doors in office buildings. That's probably the best way to describe it. So in an old office building...
It kind of slides out on an angle.
Exactly. So you can open the transom to get some ventilation. This is pre-air conditioning. And there's many examples here in this great city of architecture, Chicago. And Ben Hecht, who wrote the front page, and he was a journalist here in town and a screenwriter out in L.A., famous Chicago newspaper guy. He was the one, I think, who coined the phrase, I received the information over the transom.
So instead of emailing somebody or, you know, slipping something under a door, you'd flip it in over the transom, and it would fall into the hands of the writer. Boom, you got a story.
So Rachel Maddow, via this guy from his own website, this Johnston character, she received 2 pages of Donald Trump's 2005 income taxes, where it says he paid $38 million in taxes. Sorry, New York Times, you were wrong. So he did, in fact, pay taxes, made about $150 million that year. And when asked where he received it from, he goes, well, I don't know. I received it over the transom. So I tried to watch this thing that Rachel Maddow produced last night. I was not able to watch it.
You probably fell asleep by the time she got to the gist of it.
Yeah, she strung it out like a Super Bowl pregame.
What I have here is a copy of Donald Trump's tax returns. We have his federal tax return for 1 year, for 2005. I believe this is the only set of the president's federal taxes that reporters have ever gotten a hold of.
Oh, my God.
Now, these were the filer. This is the filer copy of his taxes. So it came, ostensibly it came out of his organization, or was copied from his treasure chest of documents, somebody in his organization.
Yeah, client copy. And that probably means that, I think when we're done with this story, which will be done in another 24 hours in the way this Trump news cycle goes, we're going to find out that he's the guy that released it, and he played it brilliant.
Well, it does play to his benefit. It eliminates the rumor that he never paid any tax in the last 25 years. That's what the New York Times said.
It eliminates the rumor that he doesn't have what he says he has.
And in fact, Hillary Clinton, during a debate, said the same thing.
Our country has tremendous problems. We're a debtor nation. We're a serious debtor nation. And we have a country that needs new roads, new tunnels, new bridges, new airports, new schools, new hospitals. And we don't have the money because it's been squandered on so many of your ideas.
Let you
and
respond,
maybe
and we'll
because
next...
you haven't paid any federal income tax for a lot of years. And the other thing I think is important.
It would be squandered, too, believe me.
So he did pay, in fact, at least in 2005, that year, he paid $38 million in taxes, made about $152 million that year. Of course, he had a lot of drawdowns as far as the
bankruptcies.
Well, no, the depreciation on his properties.
Right. He took losses on his buildings, and that's why they say that his tax bracket was probably 25%. Now, just to give you, and this is what people are going to compare it to, John, you know how this works. But in 2015, the Obamas paid 18.7%. But they were probably, I would imagine, in a lower tax bracket because of the money earned. I don't know.
And everybody was chewing on this yesterday. The White House got out in front of this and released these tax returns, the 2 pages preemptively, to the Wall Street Journal ahead of the Maddow show. And then everybody got to chew on it afterwards. So first, let's go to Fox. And here's Tucker Carlson pointing out, yes, the discrepancy between the Obamas and Donald Trump.
President Trump's 2005 tax return has been leaked to the press. He paid about $38 million on about $150 million in income. That's about 25% effective federal tax rate. So seems kind of low to those of us who are paying more than that, but here's some perspective on this. We did a little math in the commercial break. President Obama in 2015 in his federal taxes paid 19.6. So that's a lot less. Now, Senator Bernie Sanders, who thinks everybody ought to pay way more taxes because the rich are shafting the rest of us, what did he pay? 2014, Bernie Sanders paid an effective tax rate of 13.5.
Bada boom, that's from Fox, of course. So let's just, everybody's saying that it was illegal for Maddow to publish his tax returns. In fact, it's not. It is illegal to steal them. In other words, according to this U.S. code, It is illegal for any officer of the government to release a person's tax information without authorization. I believe that it also holds true for your personal tax preparer as well, whether it's H&R Block or a CPA or what have you. They can't release any information to the press unless you sign off on it.
But now, when we look through the newspapers to see what teachers earn when they list all of that kind of information, same thing with firefighters, public servants, and such, you can see what they earn. Does this fall into that vein?
Well, we know what Donald Trump earns as president of the United States,
right.
But as a private citizen, he is accorded the same courtesy or the same rights that we are to keep our financials private. I've often said that I do not agree that we have any need to know a politician's private financials.
Yeah.
That's not what I vote on. It's his business, her business, not mine. And I still stand by that. And people are calling, there's even Democrats in the Congress. This won't pass, obviously, although I believe two Republicans said they would support this, that there should be a federal statute saying if you're president or a member of the cabinet, we should always be able to see your private financials. I do not believe that's the case. I think that's your business, not mine. As for any legal claim against MSNBC, the White House said it was illegal for her to publish that. They obviously know, as we do, they are allowed to print information they obtain so long as they did not participate in anything illegal. And they did not. Well, they say they didn't. Similarly, James Rosen of Fox was threatened. He was threatened with charges a couple years ago because he published leakers' information, I think, out of the Pentagon. Was it the Pentagon, Brian? Yeah. And people were hysterical about that. The Obama administration at that time, that James Rosen from Fox had published that information, disseminated it. But he stood by the ground that, well, I didn't participate in the stealing of it. Somebody inside the DOJ or Department of Defense did. But I didn't. So then I flipped over to CNN to see how people were reacting to this. And Van Jones, no fan of Donald Trump, he said, as you did, this plays right into the president's hands. Not only does it change the narrative this morning, but it proves that he did, in fact, pay taxes.
If all we get tonight is that Donald Trump paid $38 million to America's government, that's a good night for Donald Trump.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. There's just really no way. Like, I was hoping and praying that it would show not only did he pay no taxes, he actually charged the government and got money back. I wanted something I could get excited
and
about.
You know what
you wanted is that he was paid in rubles.
Exactly.
That's what you were hoping for.